Bob Glauber from Newsday, friend of the program. Bob, how are you?
I'm good.
Has Combine been fun so far?
Combine's been great. The usual overload of information, just kind of trying to get through the waves and get through it. It's good.
No, it's trying to
good informational thing.
Not trying to gag on the smoke is more like it.
Well, the smoke, yeah, there's always smoke.
There's
gotta
be smoke.
Comes more around draft time, right?
I mean, there's some floating around here, too.
A little bit, but there's very little. Teams are very seldom giving away, you know, things. I like that John Dorsey, the general manager of the Browns, says, hey, we're open for business. Call me.
Right?
At 1-4, yes.
Absolutely.
So it's like, bring it on.
What's your feel from, you take more of a national standpoint than a focus on the local teams, your feel for this class, even the free agent market, what do you think kind of has been the big talk around town the last couple of days? You know, we've seen agents all over the place. We've seen GMs all over the place, coaches. What's kind of been the feel you've gotten from everybody around here the last couple of days?
Well, it's the kind of usual stuff. I mean, it's just different names being floated into the different spots. And I guess the big news here, to me, the trend is for Kirk Cousins going to Minnesota, which is a big thing. Now, Denver, I don't think, is out of it. I think the Jets might be out of it because, quite frankly, all things being equal with the money.
He wants to win,
He wants to win, and, you know, Denver is a little bit more better set up for that. And the Vikings are really set up for that. So they may be a quarterback away.
They almost won last year.
Exactly, with Case Keenum.
Yeah.
So, you know, that seems to be the vibe that I'm getting around here. And that really creates a lot of dominoes for how things fall in free agency and in the draft.
Bob, you just mentioned the Jets. So I'm going to ask you something because I know you have do a lot of time in both locker rooms. How likely is it that the Jets may call the Giants and say, you know what, if we don't get Cousins, we may want to trade up with you guys to number two to get a quarterback?
And how likely the Giants say yes?
I think it's unlikely the Giants say yes. I think it's unlikely the Jets try to go up that far. Now, listen, I could be wrong, but what you say there is, you know, Dave Gettleman did kind of open that door a crack, and Mike Maccagnan has always kept that door open of moving up or down.
Right.
Unless the Giants are not sold on a particular player at number two, I don't see them messing around with this thing. I see them taking a player. I think it'll, you know, there's a lot of Saquon Barkley smoke. I don't know, man.
Is it number smoke, two though, pick, or is it reality?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, that's the key question.
The fun, isn't it?
Of course. But, you know, you don't get the number two pick very often. Unless you're the Browns. When you're the Giants, when you're a functional team.
He's not wrong.
I mean, I'm not wrong.
He's not wrong.
When you're a functional organization in the NFL, you don't get the number two pick, but every, you know, 10, 20 years. When was the last time they had number two? 81? Lawrence Taylor? So I think you take advantage of that. Unless there are so many warts on one of these quarterbacks that Dave Gettleman is convinced that they can do better lower down or else just do better in a different year. It's hard not to think quarterback. And, you know, Josh Rosen seems to be pegged in that spot. And I think it makes a lot of sense. Maybe Sam Darnold, if the Browns go with Josh Allen or if they trade out of that spot and someone else goes up for Darnold. So I do see it pointing to quarterback. But, listen, you know, I've learned over the years, as you have, that things change.
They do.
What quarterback do you think is most likely, A, to be there, who the Browns will let go past them at and then what quarterback do you think is a good mix for, you know, what the Giants like, Gettleman's personality, Shermer's offense, and Eli being there for another year?
You know, I think that all things being equal, I'll say today that it should be, and I think it will be Darnold and then Rosen. That's probably chalk. That's kind of what's been talked about quite often from the beginning, and I think that at the end of the day that will happen.
Do you buy the Rosen personality issues?
I think Rosen has an interesting personality. He has a personality.
Which is what you don't want, really.
Well, you want just a robot?
Well, you want Derek Jeter, Eli Manning, who never says anything that anybody has any controversy with. I mean, right, don't you?
Right.
Sims had personality.
Yeah, Phil Sims.
Well, that's true.
He had pizzazz, man. He had it going. Still has it going.
Darn straight he does.
I don't buy that. Listen, it's good when you're a quarterback, you can let things you know, go off your shoulders and off your back. That's good. And Josh Rosen has opinions about things. He's not afraid of making them known. But I will say he did dial things back as the season went on. He was, you know, he did, and he did it on purpose, I think. So he has the wherewithal to do that. He's a very smart guy.
Oh, no, he is
and
a smart guy. There's no doubt that.
He knows the room. He knows how to read a room. Who else knows how to read a room? Eli Manning. So they're smart in different ways. Eli right. is smarter and doesn't need to tell you that he's smart. Rosen doesn't need to tell you he's smart, but he's a very intelligent person. I think he'll do very well in this league. I think he's, you know, when you're a quarterback and you're playing in a set, a pro set like the Giants are, much more traditional, I think you have to, like Dave Gettleman says, you have to win from the pocket. And Darnold and Rosen, to me, check those boxes. And Rosen's got a little flair, a little pizzazz, a little personality, and there's nothing wrong with that, as long as you can back it up. Now, don't be going crazy, planting flags in the middle of the field when you beat a rival. Don't do that.
Giants don't keep any flags on the sideline. It's okay.
Yeah, the Jets do. Yeah.
Bob, we will hear from the quarterbacks at their media session later on today, but let me ask you this. Of the people you've heard from in the opening days of the Combine, who was the most intriguing or surprising or certainly piqued your interest just from their interviews?
You know, these general questions are always – they always get me.
I didn't mean to throw you a curve.
I mean, Saquon Barkley to me was interesting. He's got that electrifying personality. He's got pizzazz. He's got the it factor. So I think he's the one who kind of stood out the most just in terms of his personality. He's eager. They're all eager. And that's the thing you get. You get a lot of yes, sir, no, sir.
A lot of sirs.
A lot of sirs at this time. And
yet somehow when they enter the locker room, you don't get many sirs anymore,
no,
do you?
No, they're around a couple of years. They kind of get the lay of the land and things change. But they're all excitable, but I do think Barkley has this certain charm to him and
okay.
Pizzazz. I keep using that word, but they're in a good way.
Well, let's say this.
Right.
I don't mean to disparage Notre Dame in any way because I don't think that they just have, like, thugs, but I didn't know what to expect from Nelson or McGlinchey. Mm-hmm. And when I talked to those guys yesterday at the media session, they just blew me away.
Yeah.
I thought they were great
yeah.
speakers.
Yeah. I saw you talking to somebody very excitedly.
Will Hernandez.
I don't know who it was, but it was
Hernandez.
But that could mean any one of thousands of people over the years
yeah.
that you were talking to excitedly.
This
right?
is true.
So it was somebody at a table, and I just didn't. Hey, you know.
Oh, Greg Sinat, the Wagner tackle.
Yeah,
that was it.
Indeed.
Okay. All right. So you're getting him ready, just in case he's in the locker room. You say, hey.
Local
I
guy.
Knew it. Right. I knew it from the start. Okay.
Don't ignore the Northeast Conference. That's
no.
all I've got
okay.
to say.
Bob, what final question for me. What's your feel for the free agent market, especially on the offensive line side of things, which I think a lot of people think the Giants will be players in?
Yeah. I think it's a solid but not spectacular market. You know, probably the one of the more attractive guys on the market, you know, the back thing is an issue, is Justin Pugh. And I don't know that they're going to go – that high. I think they'll, you know, this is not the kind of year where you're going to tap into, a $10 million a year offensive lineman and fix your problem.
Well,
so I think this is.
Somebody will try to do that, though.
Someone will try, and someone will overthink it, and someone will try to rationalize putting that in there. But this is really not that market. I think the draft is solid with offensive linemen and tackles. So I think they'll come away. I think Dave Gettleman will come away with 2 to 3 offensive linemen who can be answers to this year's puzzle.
Even if they're not the guys that are at the top of
yeah.
these free agent lists.
Yeah, because – yeah, but I'm talking free agency and the draft.
Of course.
The combination, I think that he will get some of his hog mollies in place, a good portion of it, and try to fix that problem, which has been the biggest problem over the last couple of years.
Let me ask you this, Bob. You know, we talk so much about over the years the Giants have allowed the linebacker spot to kind of slip away since the days of Taylor and Banks. And then, you know, Antonio Pierce was really good for a while there too. But draft-wise, it's been a position that they have kind of pushed to the back burner.
Yeah.
Do you expect that to change now with Dave Gettleman, who seems to have more value in the position?
Yeah, I think that will, and I think for that reason, because Gettleman does value them more. Now, you know, you've gone to a 4-3, so the emphasis...
3-4.
You've gone in the past.
Right.
The emphasis in the Jerry Reese era and in the Ernie Accorsi era was, you don't need linebackers. You got to focus on your defensive line. And, you get OC, you get Tuck, you get Strahan. So that's the dominant part of your offense. But when you're going to the 3-4, of course linebackers become more important. So you've got to do that. I think they're in kind of a weird transition because they are a 4-3 roster right now going to a 3-4 defense. So I think there'll be a better defense in time, but it is going to take – I don't think you can underestimate that transition from the 4-3 to the 3-4.
Bob, great stuff. We appreciate the time, my friend.
Thank you.